Today, Be'ez Hashem, learn Daf Lamed Ches of Masechet Schulim. Some of the topics we learn about include Mesukenes. A dying animal can be slaughtered and eaten, provided it stays alive until the Shechita is completed. The Gemara discusses several ways of determining this, including Goya, if the animal cries out, Hatila Rei, if it expelled waste, Kishkishka Ba'azna, it wiggled its ears, Yada Iraglo, Kfufa or Pashtasa, Pshtuta B'kafafa, if it bent or extended its foreleg or hind leg. Pukas, signs of life during the Shechita. The Gemara discusses whether this must happen be'emtz Shechita, sometime in the middle of the Shechita, be'tchila Shechita, even at the beginning of the Shechita, or be'slev Shechita, the pukas must happen at the last stage of the Shechita. Yasim, an animal is only valid as a carbon if its mother survived the birth. Hashaych levi kachavim, if one slaughters a non-Jew's animal for him, whether the Shechita is valid. This depends on several factors, including stamach shabbos evi kachavim labaydis kachavim, whether we always assume that the non-Jew has intent for idolatry. Habayil mefaglim, whether the owner's intention of pigal to eat or perform subsequent avodas at the wrong time invalidates the carbon, and yalfin chutz mipnim, whether we derive laws of chulin from kachim.